Welcome to Small World with Bazooka Joe, April 20th.
Hello, this is Bazooka Joe, and you're listening to The Small World, the show where I interview people from all walks of life from all over the planet, and today we are talking to Greg Darling. Greg, you're going to be leaving for a trip to France this Friday, but it's not exactly a vacation, so what can you tell us about this trip?
Well, I am taking off to go to France to be a participant in Tour Auto. It's a historic car race that winds through different roads and back roads of France. We go from Paris to Biarritz over the course of 4 days.
And how long is that trip?
Every day we'll be driving probably anywhere from 6 to 8 hours on, you know, normal roads with normal traffic, but also kind of country back roads. We'll be hitting a couple of different racetracks along the way. Every day we'll get a, you know, take the cars out on, you know, real racetracks and drive around, and it should be a fun trip.
All right, so I see. So not only are you touring the country, but you're also hitting racetracks to compete.
Exactly, and there's a couple different divisions of this race. There's the competition class and the regular class, and my father and I are in the regular class, and less competitive, less fast driving, although we'll still be going as fast as we can, and but not quite the same level of experience, I would say, from the drivers.
So what duties and responsibilities are your father and you going to have on this tour and race?
My dad is the pilot, I guess you'd call him. He's the driver, and I am the navigator. So I have a big guidebook that they give to you at the beginning of the race so that nobody knows what the route is, what the roads are, and that kind of stuff, so that you can't pre-drive these things. So essentially, I will be telling my father where to go, like turn left here, you know, go through this roundabout, you know, we're going to be looking for the red barn, make a left there kind of a thing, and those are my duties, so.
Do you get to use one of those GPS navigators, or strictly all off the book?
It's strictly off the book. They give you different kind of like mileage or kilometer kind of readings, like you have 0.2 kilometer between stop sign A and stop sign B. Other than that, you're not allowed to use any type of equipment that wasn't installed on the car when it was originally built. So in the past, I think people have kind of put, not GPS, but certain things kind of to help their times in the race, and they've disallowed those things. So the only thing that we have is a stopwatch and our odometer.
Have you ever done anything like this before?
I have. I did a race called the California Rally with my dad last summer, and we were 4 days, not 3 days, from San Diego, or from Palm Springs to Monterey. We did one day from Palm Springs down into San Diego and back to Palm Springs. The second day was from Palm Springs to Santa Barbara, and the third day was from Santa Barbara to Monterey.
Now, is this something that you and your dad have done for a long time, or how long ago did this interest develop?
I'm relatively new to it. My dad is also pretty new to it. He had a friend who has some vintage cars, and he has done this Tour Auto race in France with him as a co-pilot, I think 2 times. And after the second time, he was so fired up and jazzed about the experience that he went out and bought a vintage car for himself and has since participated in the French race 2 times, once with both of my older brothers. So he's done it 2 times. I'm the youngest son, so this is my year, so.
Time to break you in.
Time to break me in.
So what kind of vintage car does your father have, and what kind of cars would one expect to see in this tour?
This tour is, it's actually kind of like a recreation of an actual race that happened in France. I want to say that they called it the Tour de France, or maybe it was Tour Auto or something like that. But it was cars in the 50s and 60s, maybe a little bit into the 70s, but I think it was primarily in the 50s and 60s. So the car that my dad and I are going to be driving is a 1953 Ciata 208S. Probably never heard of Ciata. I never have heard of it. It's a small Italian car company that made, you know, a handful of sports cars in the 50s and 60s.
What do you think is going to be similar to your California tour, and what do you think is going to be different?
I think the navigation and the rally type setup is going to be the same, where you have a certain amount of time to get from point A to point B, and your score is judged based on the accuracy of the time where you, you know, come in and check in at the different checkpoints. The major difference, obviously, is that's going to be in France, and, you know, my French is pretty terrible, so the language barrier might be interesting. But also, I think there's going to be a lot more cars in this French race than we had in the California rally. So I think maybe, I want to say around 200 cars, if not more, in the Tour Auto in France this year. So
well, we wish you all the best. If the listeners want more information, where could they go?
There's a website, www.tourauto.com, T-O-U-R-A-U-T-O.com, and that's the site for the race for 2005.
And as a bonus treat, what we're going to do is Greg is going to call in every day while he's there, and hopefully on the road as well, for a minute or two, and just tell us what's going on and keep us updated. And if you would like to contact Greg, you can email me at smallworldpodcast@gmail.com, and I'll forward the messages. And again, we wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure. You listen to Small World, and everybody's got a story to tell. I want to hear yours. Please email me at smallworldpodcast@gmail.com. Stay tuned.
That angel in lace, a fabulous face.
That's no exaggeration, that's my Marilyn.
She was blonde, she was beautiful. More than 40 years after her death, she is arguably more popular today than during her own lifetime. She is the one and only Marilyn Monroe.
My name is Melinda Mason, and I've been a Marilyn fan and collector for over 15 years. Join me for my biweekly podcast, My Marilyn, celebrating the life of this amazing actress. I'll be discussing her life, current news, collectibles, basically everything Marilyn. So check it out at marilynmonroe.ca/podcast.
This episode of Small World has been sponsored by Mind Tricks Clothing. Mind Tricks, urban street clothing, a fusion of Eastern wisdom and Western fashion. Visit the Mind Tricks website at mindtrix.com.